Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to another fantastic edition of Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and...
Hello, welcome. This is Savitri.
Fantastic. Well, we have a wonderful, interesting show for you today. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, we did a show on reclaiming beauty. And this is another angle of that, where we're going to talk about the importance of cosmetics in grooming, but from a different angle, from the angle of our soul, because our soul wants us to know everything about us. And one of the ways that we show up in the world is how we look and how we feel. And so we also have on our show today, Joy Alegria, who has been on our show before. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you, Mona.
Great. And also Bella. Bella has been with us as well on our show. She was on 2 weeks ago when we were talking about reclaiming beauty. So welcome, Bella.
Thank you, Mona. Nice to be back.
Thank you. So we want to talk about the importance of cosmetics and grooming. And both Joy and Bella have had recent interesting experiences on their views of grooming. And I want to start out by talking about one of the world's icons of beauty, Sophia Loren, because without a doubt, she probably is seen as the woman that most people will describe as beautiful, not attractive, but just beautiful. And she's written an entire book. It's a very old book from 1984 called Women and Beauty. And she talks about her experiences in that in the movie industry and beauty. And of course, you imagine what her experiences were. But I want to start out with what she said. Let me remind you that the pursuit of beauty is one of the greatest joys of being a woman. And I thought that was very fitting to start the show out for. And she said that this is definitely an ideal that is worth working for. Savitri, do you have anything you'd like to add to that comment of Sophia Loren's about beauty and looks?
Well, I feel it's beyond just the purpose of the woman. I feel it's for everybody. Men should be discovering their beauty. We should bring beauty in our homes. We should bring beauty in our workplace. We should bring beauty in relationships. We should bring beauty in our cities, you know, the way we design our cities, the way we, bringing more flowers should be planted in our cities. You know, we tend to, as soon as we hear the word beauty, immediately focus on some movie star. And then we go from there and say, okay, how beautiful am I compared to that movie star? And that is really not what beauty is about. Beauty is about bringing the very best out of every single situation, the very best out of every object, the very best out of every relationship, the very best out of every aspect of who you are. And I would like to share a little bit about my story, because I had a very beautiful mother and a very, very beautiful sister. My sister eventually became a model. And my mother was a very natural beauty. She never had to wear any makeup, and she would sometimes wear lipstick, and that was it. And it's not just my opinion. People still always tell me what a beautiful mother you have. And people still always tell me what a gorgeous sister I had. And wasn't jealous of them. I was in awe of them. They were just, I loved looking at them. I was just really blessed to have really beautiful mother and sister to look at all the time. And I really admired beauty. And my mother was very simple. She dressed very simply, and she wore almost no makeup. My sister didn't wear much makeup except for her photo shoots. And I began to realize that, you know, beauty is a lovely thing. It's very peaceful to the eyes to look at. But then I had a father who was actually very anti-beauty. He was struggling with trying to understand the spiritual path. And he was trying to understand where God is and how does God fit into the material world. Like most people on the spiritual path, they get very lost in thinking that beauty is the devil. Beauty is something that pulls you away from God. And so what happens is in a lot of religions, they don't encourage you to be beautiful. You know, for women, for thousands of years, only the elite wore some makeup, but the average person didn't wear any makeup or dress up very well or put on jewelry or nothing extra was done. Everything was just bare bones, basic. And that comes from a lot of programming from religions that if you really want to go to God, you must be simple and you must not be attached to things and you must not, you know, just hang out as long as possible, because when you die, that's when all the beauty shows up in heaven. That's when you leave your planet. But we have the most extraordinary, beautiful planet that God has created for us. I mean, what we love about this planet is that it's just so, so beautiful. Oh! So what I found, as I also was struggling with beauty, what I found was that when I started the spiritual path, I was wearing some makeup, just some lipstick and some blush, but when I started the spiritual path, I thought that perhaps I should stop wearing all beauty. I mean, anything to do with beauty. So I stopped putting nail polish on. I stopped putting all makeup on. I stopped wearing jewelry. I started wearing happier colors, because that's one thing my soul did get very clear, wear happier colors, because when you're in the beauty, when you think about beauty, you're told, isn't it true, Mona? You're told to wear dark colors. Right?
Oh, totally, black. Totally.
So, in fact, like a woman wears black.
Absolutely. You can look at any magazine cover. You can, in fact, the ad for Black Velvet, which was a alcohol, you can see the blonde with the black dress, and
yeah,
that seemed to set the standard.
Exactly, and that's considered beautiful. So my soul says no black allowed. So, but to start wearing happy colors, you know, I thought, well, that's not beautiful. I mean, really, happy colors are beautiful because you feel happier.
Exactly.
And it was the inner beauty my soul was trying to help me focus on. So when I meditated, I was focusing on all this inner beauty and bringing it out. And then as I started claiming my body more and bringing my soul more into my body, then it became the opposite. Then my soul started saying, I want you to start wearing makeup. I want you to start. In fact, I was very anti-jewelry because my father used to always say, no jewelry, no jewelry, no jewelry. In fact, he used to not even let us pluck our eyebrows. He'd say we're vain if we plucked our eyebrows. And so that's the thing, upbringing I was brought up with. And then my soul's telling me, yes, pluck your eyebrows, make it a beautiful shape, start wearing a little more lipstick, start paying attention to what you wear, start, you know, put a little pretty perfume on. But the difference is the soul will always have you, when it enhances your beauty, it'll always be the healthiest way.
Yes.
The healthiest way. So it was not that I was slopping on toxic makeup. I was told, be careful what makeup you put on. Make sure it's the best, healthiest makeup possible. If you're going to put a beautiful scent on, make sure it's an essential oil, an organic essential oil. If you're going to wear beautiful fabrics, make sure they're fabrics that are soft and they're smooth and that they're wonderful for the skin to touch, because hard fabrics do not allow the soul to come flow properly. Because your soul flows through your skin. So part of beauty is to wear soft, flowing fabrics that allow your skin, the pores of your skin, to open up and shine. And so it was. So I'm a meditation teacher, and we have our wonderful Bella and Mona and Joy on the show today. And the reason why we came up with this topic is because my daughter put together a photo shoot, and I wanted more beautiful pictures of our absolutely gorgeous girls for our Live and Shine Center. And so my daughter gathered all these people together, and I thought I'd come and peek and see my beautiful darlings. And I've always thought of my students and my teachers being very beautiful people. And they come with no makeup or very little, and they dress and they groom themselves beautifully. And the beautiful part of it is they're working on their inner beauty. They're bringing out their soul. They do their cocooning, which is a technique I teach where you bring out your light self. And so I was walking in, and Joy, who's on the show, you inspired the show, by the way, Joy. And Joy, who I feel is just a darling, beautiful woman, and I walk in, and there she is, and she's looking even more beautiful than I ever imagined. And I thought, her soul, because I check people by their soul, I check their auric field, and her auric field was just glowing. And I wasn't seeing her face absolutely clearly. And I thought, what did she do? I mean, she was just glowing. You know, it's like some enlightenment moment happened to her. Did God just come down from the heavens and you know, transform her? What happened? She's just glowing more than I've ever seen her glow. And then suddenly everybody said, she's wearing makeup. And I could see my mind going, makeup, makeup's bad, makeup, because that's how I grew up. Makeup's bad, makeup's bad. And I realized I still feel guilty today when I put even some lipstick on because of my father always telling me how bad makeup is. My father was telling me as I was growing up. And I looked at her, and Joy, I thank you for this, because when I looked at her and I saw how your aura had just expanded because you had taken a little more care for your exquisite face, your soul was happier. Your soul was more present in your body. And it was a real turning point for me, because since then, now when I'm putting on my lipstick and little blush, I feel, oh, my God, this is a good thing. This is a beautiful thing. My soul is glowing more. I was afraid to feel how beautiful I felt when I put my little bit of makeup on. And Joy, you are my gift back in my life. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. And we're going to talk with Joy and get her view of that experience right after we take a break. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there?
Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and...
Savitri, welcome.
Great. Well, Savitri, right before the break, you were talking about your experience in watching Joy transform herself last Sunday at an event where she had come with makeup on. And before we hear from Joy, I wanted to just say another quote from Sophia Loren on beauty. She says, "If you stop and examine these beautiful women, you will almost surely see that something more than hair, eyes, skin, and figure make them beautiful." So, Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mona. It's wonderful to be here.
So, tell us about your experience last Sunday.
So, giving a little bit of preface might help make why the transformation that Savitri spoke of was so profound, I guess, is I grew up a very, I guess you would describe, plain Jane. I didn't wear makeup. I didn't really do much of anything with my body. And then because of this photo shoot, they wanted us to look our best so that the pictures would come out the way that they need to look. And so a dear friend of mine did a little bit of makeup on my face and put it all on. And I must admit, when I saw myself in the mirror, for a moment, I didn't even recognize who I was because it looked so different than anything I've ever done before. I mean, even when I got married, I didn't wear makeup. It was a very simple wedding ceremony, so I didn't even wear makeup then. And really, I can count on one hand the number of times I've worn makeup in my adult life. So it's never been something I did. And as I was reflecting on the whole experience and on what it was of why it felt so different, I realized when I hit, you know, about that age, girls all start wearing makeup, you know, about eighth grade for me, which was a little later than most, but that's when I decided to try it. All the people that were around me, all the women, the energy I felt from them was they were hiding. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to have that. I'm like, I don't want to hide. This is my face. Why would I want to cover up what's already there?
Yeah.
And what was so amazing for me last Sunday was to realize I'm not hiding anything. I'm bringing a whole new aspect of myself out that, to be honest, I've never let out before. Mm-hmm. And what it seemed similar to me was if you look at a diamond, a rough diamond that you dig out of the ground is beautiful. It is. You can see the brilliance. You can see it. But wow, the real essence and the real beauty that was intended for that diamond comes out when it's been polished and shined up. And I realized that's what I felt like. I was in yoga tights and a t-shirt, but I felt so beautiful at a level that I never had before just by putting a little bit on and taking that extra time to bring a part of me out and shine. So that's what it was like for me.
Beautiful analogy. Beautiful. And the diamonds, Paul, you know, you have the rough cut diamonds and then you have the polished and shining ones. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Bella, I wanted to talk with you also on the show about your experiences of wearing makeup, because I know you have had a similar, an opposite of experience of makeup, where you had a mother who wore a lot of makeup. Isn't that true?
Yeah, my mom was very into beauty and trying all the products and staying up to date on the catalogs, and she just loves beauty. She loves beauty. And so she loves products. But my mom hasn't really realized that there's certain products that are toxic and you shouldn't wear. But she just loves beauty products. And so she always was trying to get me to wear makeup. And my sister loves wearing makeup, loves making herself beautiful. And it just wasn't something that was naturally occurring in my life. I thought my sister and my mom spent so much time and there was such an emphasis on it that I thought, oh my God, I don't want to spend the time doing it. I want to spend my time doing something else. And so but I'm really grateful for my mom's influence, because even though I didn't take her advice or do what she asked me to do when I was younger, now in my adult years, I have the memory of watching her put on makeup, and so it's guided me in my adult years how to beautify myself.
So I'm just curious, what is your feelings on the days that you do, the days that you don't do your makeup versus the days that you do your makeup? What makes that determination? And how do you feel on those days?
Usually, it's interesting. When I feel happy and when I have energy and I'm excited about the day, I tend to put on makeup, which is interesting. But if I know that either I'm tired or I don't have a lot of time or I'm not going to really see anybody that day, but usually it's if I'm tired, then I don't put on makeup, and I even look more tired because I'm not wearing makeup. But it's interesting how I when I'm feeling really happy, I turn to makeup more. But some of it's time determined as well.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm one of those people that I put it on no matter what. You know, I started when I was 15, and I didn't have any influence in particular other than just peer pressure. I just saw all the other girls in high school wearing makeup, and so I started wearing a lot of makeup, more from insecurity than it was beauty, because I just didn't know the difference. I had just no idea. My mother did not, I was not raised with a sense of beauty. If anything, in the later years, I actually showed my mother how to wear makeup, and then she wore it daily, whether she was going out of the house or not. And then as I went into my adult years, got into the work world more, I found that I was religious. I was very disciplined about beauty, and I toned it down, even though I probably wear more than a lot of my friends right at this time. But I feel like it sets my day. I'm ready to face the world. I feel like I've put my best foot forward when I take the time. And there's another element that I want to bring about, since we're talking about enhancing our soul's presence. There's something about sitting down and doing the act of putting makeup on that is extremely centering to me. Mm-hmm. And I find that when I'm just, you know, focusing on the mascara, or just it's like I'm my own little artist for that day, and I find that the world just stops for that little bit of time, and I feel like I can gather my thoughts, and I surprisingly have more solutions pop up in while I'm just quietly focusing on drawing, painting. And it's quite surprising. And I don't know, Savitri, if you've had a similar experience, but it's very centering and focusing for me to spend that 5-10 minutes every morning taking care of myself.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And it helps you to feel appreciation for your body, for your face. It helps you to feel gratitude that you have a face to focus on and to look at. You know, when you're... What happens to people when they start meditating, or well, we're in the yoga field, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the yoga world since I think 30 years now, in America especially. And one of the complaints my husband had was that people don't groom themselves in the yoga world. It's like as soon as they start doing yoga, they suddenly forget about their hair, they forget about their face, they forget about the way they dress. They stop grooming. They stop caring about. How they focus on their muscles, and they're focused on their butt, and they're focused on, you know, how good they are in their poses. But they suddenly stop forgetting about that little extra, which is what beauty is. Beauty is that little extra. It, to me, I see everything from interior designing. You know, you we're all thankful for the four walls that we have around us. But when we start putting color or paint on the walls, and we start putting pictures on the walls, and yes, some wallpaper on the walls, and we start putting furniture, and we're bringing beauty into the room. But what happens when people start the yoga world or the spiritual world, they begin to think, no, we just want to focus on the four walls. And then what happens is they actually get ungrounded. And that's a big complaint people have when they start the spiritual path. They get very ungrounded. And as you start focusing on painting your body with some pretty color, with some blush or some eyeshadow and so forth, when you start cutting your nails and actually filing them, big complaint my husband has. People don't pay attention to their nails at all. Combing your hair. I can't tell you how many people who are in the yoga spiritual world do not comb their hair.
That has been a huge, huge thing. And when I saw Bella, remember on the photo shoot, Bella, I walked in, and mm-hmm. you added another angle, which I was not paying attention to in my own life. I comb my hair always and always put it in the same way for since high school, actually. That's my big complaint for my daughter. But when I walked in, Bella had curled her hair with some curler, right, Bella?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you look so, you look like a movie star. I mean, you look so extra beautiful. Bella is a very beautiful woman. Joy, Salamona, they're all very beautiful women, by the way. And each one has enhanced their beauty in special ways. But when I saw Bella with her curled hair, and I've seen Bella in makeup before. This was something I had not seen with her hair curled. And it was like an added layer of a beauty that came out of her. Even her aura was shining more because she had taken time to curl her hair. Because now think about this, putting on your makeup and do your curlers and all that is time you have chosen to enhance what you have received, to show appreciation for who you are. And so, yes, it's very centering, which is true, and it's also, as you're doing it, I think, Bella, you must have felt a sense of joy when you were doing it.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking back about my hair, and I've really struggled claiming my hair. When I was really young, my mom cut my hair off because she was so upset because I wasn't combing it.
Oh.
And I was so traumatized, and I don't blame my mom for it. She was super stressed. She was raising me and my sister by herself. We didn't have, it was just a very hard time in our lives. But after that, I basically had my hair short all the way until college. And then in college, I grew it out a little bit and then would cut it again and grow it out a little bit and then cut it again. It really wasn't until I started doing yoga and taking your classes and really enhancing myself and my own beauty and appreciating my body that I actually grew my hair out and started caring for my hair.
You know, we're at a break at the moment, and I want to continue this conversation of why this really is important. This may sound small in the big picture of things that are happening in the world, but there's a really important reason why we are talking about beauty. So when we come back on a break, you will hear that reason. This is Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and
Savitri.
Savitri, welcome back. Well, listen, we're talking about cosmetics and grooming today for a very important reason, which I mentioned before the break. And when you care for yourself, when you care for your grooming habits, that sense of beauty that gets cultivated in you is meant to be carried out into the world and carried out through your day and carried out through every aspect of your life. And when we look at let's say architecture in the world right now, there's so much of architecture that's modern, that's very straight lines, that's very mental. And it may look, it just may look big on one aspect, but is there a sense of beauty when you have lines and angles and you don't have that extra sense of refinement? And the buildings that have like flowers around them, or they have the greenery built into the beauty of that, those buildings have a completely different feel to them. And it's the same way with ourselves and grooming. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
Oh, absolutely, because I'm an interior designer and I love architecture as well. And my husband and I went to the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina. And it's absolutely astounding. It's a home designed by Vanderbilt sons. And it's an exquisitely beautiful home. Of course, some people would say, oh, it's way too ornate. And that's what beauty is. Beauty is how much can I enhance something? How much more can I take something and make it even better? So, you know, food has that. You know, you can have a plain, boring hot dog, or you can have a hot dog where you pour some Bernays sauce on it or something.
Hot dog.
But, you know, because that's like an average food. When you take that extra time, or let's say some chicken or something, you can have plain boiled chicken with a few herbs, or you can, you know, put some sauce on it and cut a little parsley and put a little rosemary twig on it. You know, when my husband cooks, he creates his whole presentation when he's cooking. And the beginning is to tell him, but that's such a waste of time. You know, just the food is just a, you know, basic, just eat it and that's enough. But I noticed that when he'd add that little extra, I digested the food better. I looked at it more and go, that is so pretty. And I'd find I ate slower because it was so pretty, I wanted to look at it more. So the purpose of our lives is to bring out that extra. And we have become a society where we're a jeans society. In jeans, you don't have to pay attention to what you wear. Just grab your pair of jeans, it's a neutral color. You put up any old T-shirt you want, maybe a sweatshirt, and just jump and you go out in the world. You don't really bother to add beauty to your life anymore. And with that mentality, our architecture has changed. Our more modern art is saying the same thing. You know, a few dots on a canvas is considered beautiful. You know, there was a time paintings took years to create. You know, it's the time, that awareness, that appreciation. It's like you could look at a piece of land, right, a flat piece of land, and go, okay, well, it's land, good enough. Or you could be a gardener that says, no, I see this amazing, beautiful garden, and you start planting these amazing flowers and plants. That's what our job is as human beings. We are here to take something and discover how much more effort and awareness and time can I put into this. If I may read something by the mother of Sri Aurobindo Ashram, she is a woman, a French woman, who grew up in a very, very wealthy family and was always very well groomed. And she came to India on a spiritual quest and met Sri Aurobindo in Pondicherry, India. And she kept that exquisite grooming energy at this ashram, because I went to many, many ashrams in India as I was growing up with my parents. They were always seekers. And this was the first ashram that I had ever been to in Pondicherry, India, where it was beautiful. She wanted flowers everywhere. Everything was tidy and clean. There was always extra. Most ashrams are very bare-boned. We're all given this programming that beauty is when you leave, when you go to heaven, when you leave your body. When you're in your body, don't pay attention much. You know, that's a spiritual person. Don't pay attention to your body much. But we're learning it's the exact opposite. So she writes, let beauty be your constant ideal. Your constant ideal. The beauty of your soul, the beauty of sentiments, the beauty of thoughts, the beauty of action. Well, that's where makeup comes in, right?
Yes.
Beauty in the work. Beauty in the work that you do. So that nothing comes out of your hands which is not an expression of pure and harmonious beauty. And the divine help shall always be with you. That's absolutely beautiful. Let beauty be your constant ideal.
Nice.
Another sentence that she wrote, to know beatitude is to know the divine. To know beatitude is to know the divine. To know the divine is to know beatitude. They are intimately and eternally united. They are intimately and eternally united in an indisputable identity. So when we cultivate beauty in us, in our body, in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our actions, in the way we dress our bodies, in the things we say, in the homes that we decorate, in the work, when we go to work, in our relationship, when we create beauty from inside out, we are creating the divine. We are freeing the creator in its creation. Because what is creating? Creating means you take something and make it better. You know,
exactly.
An artist takes a canvas and tries to take that white canvas and makes it more beautiful. A person who sculpts will take a piece of marble and try to find something beautiful out of that marble. And we appreciate that. That's why the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina is the most visited home in America. And I was listening to people as they were looking at the home. They were going, oh my gosh, I had forgotten how beautiful homes could be. These were comments I was hearing. And we were commenting on, look at the carving, look at the time. The main thing is the time. Beauty takes time.
And we don't. It takes discipline.
It takes discipline. It takes awareness. It takes listening to your soul what to do. And they were saying that we'll never have artists like this again to create wainscoting like this, to create altars like this, to create dining room furniture. We'll never have artists like this. You know why? Because people don't want to spend time anymore. They think time on creating beauty is a waste of time.
It's true.
It's absolutely incorrect. Spending time beautifying yourself, beautifying your surroundings, is life itself.
It is. Joy, you had something you wanted to add there?
Well, yes, to segue on from what Savitri is talking about, how that extra little bit of care is what the key is to bringing that beauty out. And I realized one of the experiences that I've had this week after having my self made up and focus on bringing that part of my soul out a little bit more is that I work in the corporate world and I have a very simple, as you describe, Mona, stark lines, white walls, very stark and mental sort of place that I work in. And what I did is I started putting up pretty in my office. I have these cute little flower post-it notes and I started putting them around my office. And I realized what it was is, at first I was like, okay, it's just the way I've looked at it before, it's just my office. It's where I go to work. It's separate from me. But what I realized is the little bit, that huge change that just a little bit of makeup made to how I felt and how my aura was, as Savitri described earlier, Well, adding little bits in my office makes a huge difference in how my office feels now. And now more of the very best of me, the beautiful, radiant, wonderful part of me, can come out in that aspect of my life where it couldn't before. And it's from taking that time of making it more beautiful, taking what's there, which is bare walls and not much, and letting my inner self guide me to how to bring beauty to it, because you can bring it to anywhere.
Yeah. And when you do that, it changes the interactions people have with you. When they walk into your office, they walk into that vibration and their conversations are different. Just like when you take the time to do your hair and your makeup, the conversations people have with you are going to be different than if you don't take the time to do the grooming. And therefore, then you don't know, miraculous things can happen because the vibration around yourself is different. Right, Savitri?
Oh, absolutely. It shows that you respect life and you respect the body that you have.
And I found that in my years of working, and I worked in Nordstrom's for many years in retail, which was a fantastic experience, and it really cemented my sense of beauty, because women would come in, be transformed because they saw a different aspect of themselves in something they wouldn't have considered wearing, and they went out a completely different person. And that care creates happiness. You know, there's a care that can create, you know, enhance your ego, but these women were truly happy because there was care put into the transaction and they went home with something that represented some care and time put into themselves. So it was really quite, it's an important thing because now they're going to carry that happiness vibration out into the rest of their life. So we're going to continue this conversation. We have to take a short break. This show goes so fast, and we're going to continue our conversation on the importance of cosmetics and grooming and how you're going to show up in the world. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and
Savitrine.
Great. We were talking about actually a very important topic today, even though it may sound superficial, of cosmetics and grooming, but it has so much to do about how you show up in the world. And Savitri, we were talking on the break how important it is to talk about the balance of this. So could you just speak to that, the balance of the cosmetics and grooming, the outer and the inner?
Yeah, because a lot of people will spend so much time in doing their hair and putting on their makeup and going shopping and buying lots and lots of clothes and accessorizing and all that. And then you ask them, you know, did you get a chance to feel your soul today? Then they'll say, well, you know, I didn't have time. So there has to be this balance of feeling beautiful feelings of who you are, of spending time bringing out your soul through meditation, of spending time having positive thoughts, uplifting thoughts, not turning to the outer world to feel beautiful, because that's where beauty has lost its power, because we feel when I do something and put some makeup on or wear some beautiful outfit, then I am beautiful. I'm trying to teach people you are beautiful because you are a soul being, you are a light being. And bring your soul into you. And then as the soul comes through you, it automatically begins to say, well, since now I'm now part of the world, I want to take this body and make it even more beautiful. And that's the balance of the inner and the outer.
And that's a key piece, because we forget. I mean, I forget that on times, you know, even though I was asking myself this the other day when I'm getting my makeup on and I'm going, okay, I'm so disciplined with this. I don't really, you know, it is a part of my routine. And yet there are mornings where I don't always take the time to completely, you know, meditate for a few minutes or center or cocoon myself in that feeling of love. And I'm going, so why is it that I can't get myself to transfer that discipline into every area of my life? And so this is a fantastic reminder for me that the inner and the outer are equal. They are, in fact, the inner is more important sometimes than the outer, you know, depending on...
You wouldn't be here without your soul.
Exactly.
You spend more time cultivating, bringing your soul into your body, bringing life into your body, which will make you feel beautiful automatically. And then you want to enhance now the outer from your soul. See, I allow my soul to tell me what I should do with my body, how I should take care of it. So I spent a lot of time cultivating a beautiful relationship with my body and spirit coming together. And then in that relationship, more beauty can come out of me.
It is absolutely true, because that will determine my actions. And I'm sure if Bella or Joy, if you have any comments on that, I'm sure, can you notice on the days that you've taken those extra steps of grooming, does your day turn out differently? Bella?
I don't know that I've been tracking that my day turns out different, but I know that when I do put on makeup are the days that I'm feeling happier. I feel like I have more time. I feel happy to be alive. But one thing I have noticed outside of just what I do is that the people who have been doing yoga and studying meditation, the meditation that Savitri teaches, I have seen people over the last 10 years, and they have become more beautiful. I'm shocked looking at people today. I think, I had no idea how gorgeous you were. When they first came to the studio or years ago and I saw them, I just thought,
oops.
Now after they're doing meditation, mm-hmm. There's a radiance to them, the smile, their presence. I feel like they're more there. They meet my eyes. Their eyes are glowing. Their kindness, their hearts are open, they're wearing brighter colors, they're happier to be alive, and to me that's a astounding to see a group of people who are learning meditation from you and doing yoga and learning about beauty and love and light, that they're actually, they look younger to me now than they did 10 years ago.
This is not all meditations and yoga. Mm-hmm. This is not an all meditations and yoga, because what we're teaching is a balance of the inner and the outer.
And that's what gets carried, that's the critical element that it can get, that needs to be carried out into the world, exactly, to shape these decisions that we make daily out in the world different. And the only way you can do it is if you've got that connection with yourself, and that comes from a very, very deep caring. And that deep caring, I mean, I've seen that carried out in my life, where I'll go the extra mile for something because I care about it. Mm-hmm. And I want to see something be changed for the better. And you can only sustain that if you've got that cultivated in yourself. Joy, you had something you wanted to add?
Well, and the other thing, too, is that at least what I've found, although I haven't had a lot of experience with the makeup, the grooming is something that's been very important to me, just making sure that you look clean and you look everything put together. And I realized that doing that, if you do it from a place where you're just trying to do it from the outside, one, it never looks as good as it could,
exactly,
and two, there's no feeling behind it. I mean, when, like Bella's mentioned a couple times, that when she feels happier, she puts more into it. Well, when you care and you've got that connection to what's inside, and that's what drives the beautification on the outside, what people see when they see you isn't just that physical outer layer of what's been, you know, prettied up and made more beautiful.
Exactly.
They see the extension of what's inside you shining out through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what just, I mean, like Bella was saying, and I can agree, some of the beautiful men and women in our community, you look at them and they're just astounding. And what I realize is what makes them so beautiful is, yes, they're put together and their clothes are great, but it's that radiance from inside out that came through the makeup, came through the clothes, came through the hair and the jewelry and whatever, or even just the smile. That's what just touches your heart and goes, wow, what an amazing, beautiful person that I'm grateful that I got a chance to see.
Exactly. In fact, it reminds me of your analogy earlier about polishing and shining the diamond. Well, you know, that diamond, if you're going to take it another step, realizes that it's a diamond without the shine and the polish. It knows it's a diamond. So the shine and the polish just makes it, it's just like 1 + 1 = 10. And that's really, Savitri, what you're trying to get us all as human beings to be, is to realize how much we are before we go that next step.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And having those emotions, recognizing all parts of you on every level. That doesn't happen in a minute. I mean, this is a lifetime and this is a discipline, but it's this discipline that is so critical of how we're going to care for our world. And if we can take care of our own little inner world, it's not even a little, it's a very big world, if we are cognizant of that, and then we put the polish and the shine on top of the inner polish and shine, that's when we get a win-win situation. That's when we can be effective in the world. And that's when we can care, and that's when we can make change in the world and make change from that right place.
Exactly. And when we start taking a lot more time to loving our bodies, then we take that into our work and in our decision-making and in the way we build our cities and the way we... Just that whole outer world then becomes an extension of our inner world.
And that's what our world is so desperately needing.
We're losing that. You just look at our cities. They become boring and just metal and glass, and where's that extra care? Where are the carvings? Where is the beauty? Where are the flowers?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
We think beauty is weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very masculine concept, because the male energy has been trying very hard to understand beauty, and they think beauty is being weak and meek and oh, she's so bothered about her beauty, and, you know, women, of course, gave that belief, the wealthier women in the old days. But so if you think about it, many women feel that they are being powerless if they focus on their beauty. They feel powerless if they're focusing on being pretty. But pretty and beauty is what our gift is to the world as women. We have the ability to notice it and create it in our as we decorate our bodies.
Exactly. And this is such an important topic that we're actually going to have part two of this show in 2 weeks, where we're going to expand on this topic, and we're going to talk about this inner and the outer and how critical it is to carrying that out into the world and how it's shaping women to become the true power that they're meant to be in the world. So we're coming to the close of the show, and I thank our guests Joy and Bella for contributing, and Savitri always for your beautiful contributions to the show. So share this with your sisters, and we will be back with you live in 2 weeks. And you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain. No one that we need to blame. Deep inside, we're all the same.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio.
What do the masters want to say about well-being, about their lives, about the world? What is it the masters say that we are called to do or be?
Simply to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in hope. Believe in God. Believe. Just simply believe. And the rest will follow.